Tired of high gas prices? Well, so are gas station owners. Contrary to what some people think, high prices at the pump do not mean big bucks for them. In fact, these days, gas station owners are struggling to stay afloat. Continuing our multimedia series, Road Trippin', we're speaking with David Griffith. He owns a Shell station in Northern California, and joining us also is our regular economics contributor, Keith Reed. He's a business reporter for the Cincinnati Inquirer. Keith and David, how are you?
Great, Farah. Well, how are you?
So, Keith, we have been here before talking about high gas prices. Give us a simple reason as to why gas prices are so high.
I don't know that there is one simple reason. I mean, you could look at any one of several geopolitical situations throughout the world. You could look at the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. You could look at the supply that the OPEC nations are releasing. You could look at the weak dollar. You could look at increasing demand in China and other developing nations. There are any number of a dozen reasons that gas prices are spiking right now. You could take out any two or three of them and gas prices would still be spiking.
Now, David, you're a station owner and your station is in San Mateo, California, Northern California. What's your gas price today?
$4.79 for regular.
How does that compare to people who were a few blocks away, other stations from, you know, different companies?
I'm higher.
Why are you higher?
Well, I'm competing against company operations where they have their own operation where they supply their own station, and they don't have the overhead costs that I have to incur, which is credit card fees, my rent. And the other thing is they put us in zone-type pricing. So I could have a station as close as 2 miles from me, and that price will be different at the wholesale end.
So it sounds like you're facing a number of challenges that just have to do with the structure of your business. What has happened over, say, the past 3 months to the kind of money that you've been able to bring in, revenues that support your business? Have they dropped?
Oh, substantially. My revenue for gasoline is dropped, you're talking as much as 25-30% lost revenue in gasoline. And that's due to just sheer number of gallons that I'm no longer doing because of the pricing you're seeing at the street level. And that equates to gross dollars of gasoline. And I'm having to compete against these company operations, and you can't compete against them.
Are you afraid that this just might not be the right business for you long term, that you might have to give it up if things continue this way?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I've been here, this is my 21st year, and I look at the future now, and I don't see what the future really holds for us as a retailer. There's so many factors that go into this, and you're dealing with these big box retailers like the Costcos and the Safeways, and it's very difficult to compete.
Keith, it sounds to me like individual proprietors have some specific challenges that, gas stations that are owned by the big companies don't. Are you finding that there are these differences that may be affecting different stations in different ways?
Yeah, there are huge differences, as he explained. And one of the things that didn't come up but tends to be the case with the individual proprietors of a gas station is that in many cases they're also operating a convenience store. And when they're operating a convenience store, the gas is what you call a loss leader. In other words, they are willing to take X number of cents on the dollar loss on every gallon of gas that they sell in order to get you into the convenience store, which is where they'll actually make their profit on a gallon of milk, on eggs, on candy, on cigarettes, whatever the case may be. If the cost of gas goes up there at the wholesale level, two things will happen. Number one, they're paying more for that gas, so that will extend a little bit into the loss that they're taking. Number two, fewer people are coming to the pump because more people are driving, taking bikes, filling up less, buying fewer gallons of gas when they get there. So that means that loss that they take to get you in, fewer people are coming in to buy things on the profit end, and more people are coming and buying less gas. They're paying a higher price for it, so it really hurts. They're at a big disadvantage right now.
David, do you ever get attitude from people? You know, as human beings, we're emotional. Oh, and sometimes, even if it's not someone else's fault, you take things out on them. Do people ever get emotional with you about the price of gas?
You know, very, very rarely now, but it does happen. I had a customer that not too long ago was actually raising his voice at the pumps and talking inside. We have an auto repair shop, and yeah, he was very vocal about it. And it does disturb me. I don't like the price of gas the way it is. And one thing that Keith mentioned was about the convenience store. That is a very good point to bring up. But as far as a loss leader on gasoline, you just can't do that anymore because of your fixed costs. And I'm talking fixed costs would be rent, would be your credit card fees. And credit card fees today are just huge, and especially with the price of gas the way it is.
So you pay a percentage on each dollar of a sale, or how does the credit card fee work for you?
It's basically through the oil company, and yeah, they take a percent of the dollar, and it equates to be about 9 cents a gallon for me. For every gallon of gas I pump, it averages out to about 9 cents a gallon for credit card fees.
Keith, what do you see ahead for people who are, so many people have used gas stations as a solid business to build a family's life on, whether it's people born in the U.S., immigrants, whatever. Do you think that some of the shine's going to leave that?
Yeah, I think much of the shine has already left that. Unless you're in a business that has some other form of revenue coming through the door besides just the sale of gas, or unless you're in a position where your family or you're in a cooperative situation where you're an owner of several gas stations and you have that scale, it's going to be very difficult for you to, as an independent operator of one or two gas stations, to continue to make a living, much less a profit, going forward.
Well, Keith, I want you to stay with us. We're going to talk in a second to someone who works in the auto industry. And David, I want to thank you so much for your time, and maybe we can check in with you down the road.
You're welcome. No problem.
We've been speaking with David Griffith. He owns a Shell service station in San Mateo, California.